The following audio program is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Human Growth Hormone Joint Rehabilitation Therapy. HGH has long been understood to have a number of potentially beneficial uses. Human Growth Hormone has been used to treat HGH deficiency in both children and adults, and Human Growth Hormone has long been used as a means of athletic enhancement, in spite of the inherent potential risks. As scientific knowledge about somatropin continues to grow, new uses for the potent hormone continue to come to the forefront. One of the most promising HGH uses being researched today is for joint rehabilitation. Dr. Dunn Experimental Treatment. One physician in North Miami has been experimenting with growth hormone for injury rehabilitation for many years. His name is Dr. Alan Dunn. For the last 15 years, he has utilized human growth hormone shots in order to speed up the rate at which his patients heal. According to Dr. Dunn's clinical findings, as well as a growing body of research regarding the potential healing power of HGH, it seems that growth hormone may have a legitimate place in physical rehabilitation as a means to improve outcomes with regard to joint injuries. HGH Joint Treatment Supporting Evidence. This physician provides both anecdotal and visual evidence for the success of his treatments, showing before and after x-ray photos of consenting patients that have turned to him for therapy. Just by looking at the x-rays, it is clear that there is at least some substantial merit to the experimental medical HGH procedures that Dr. Dunn has implemented. Dr. Dunn explains that his rehabilitation therapy, which includes HGH-HRT, has a success rate of 50 to 90%, dependent upon the particular joint in question. Thumbs, 75%. Shoulders, 75%. Elbows, 95%. Hips, 50%. Knees, 86%. Ankles, 95%. Growth hormone joint therapy medical data. Another collection of evidence regarding Dr. Dunn's experimental HGH procedure is a collection of data in regard to qualitatively assess success rates regarding knee rehabilitation. In this study, therapy is considered successful if the treatment leads to a level of joint space in the knee which is around 4 millimeters. In this study, patients were scored under 5 criteria. The functionality of the knee joint. Before surgery, over 86% of patients suffered from abnormal to severely abnormal knee function. After treatment, over 87% of patients had knee joints which were either of absolutely normal or near normal functionality. IKDC, Subjective Knee Evaluation. This method of appraisal demonstrates the level of knee function based on a series of scored questions revolving around pain, movement ability, and other factors. Before treatment, the overall score was 37 out of 100 in terms of functionality. After treatment, the overall score increased to 78.1 in average, showing vast and significant improvement for the group. Mobility scores. In this scale, patients reported that mobility presented either no problems, some problems, or an inability to walk. Before treatment, over 80% reported some mobility issues, while after therapy, over 85% reported that they had no maneuverability issues. Daily activities. This scale, similar to the mobility score scale, measured the patient's ability to go about their normal everyday activities. Before treatment, almost 82% of patients experienced at least some issues with performing their normal and everyday tasks. After treatment, however, over 92% of patients had no issue with their ability to perform their normal daily tasks. Discomfort and pain. This final scale recorded the perception of pain among patients both before and after knee treatment. Before joint rehabilitation featuring HGH, over 98% of patients responded that they were suffering from moderate to severe knee pain, 72.7% and 25.8% respectively. After medical treatment featuring growth hormone, over 80% of patients no longer experienced knee pain, and only 1.5% of patients still experience severe knee pain. HGH stimulates hyaline tissue generation. In addition to improving the development and function of cartilage, Dr. Dunn has also noted that HGH treatments stimulate the development of healthier cartilage tissue as well. Dr. Dunn's treatment led to cartilage production which was 100% hyaline cartilage. Hyaline cartilage is the natural form of cartilage which normally occurs in the joints. It is firm, slippery, shiny, and is nearly translucent. This type of cartilage is perfectly designed for proper and healthy movement of the joints. Most common operations to repair cartilage create a different form of cartilage upon healing, known as fibrocartilage. This type of cartilage is a form of scar tissue. Hyaline cartilage versus fibrocartilage. Normally, when hyaline cartilage is severely damaged, severely torn directly to bone tissue, the hyaline cartilage is destroyed and replaced by fibrocartilage. This form of cartilage does still provide protection to the bone, but the joint is no longer perfectly smooth in texture, and fibrocartilage can also show irregularly upon healing, creating areas of pain while also potentially limiting movement. Human growth hormone treatment seemed to stimulate the production of hyaline cartilage upon healing, producing a freer range of movement with less potential for recurring pain. Growth hormone joint therapy treatment duration. This form of HGH joint therapy generally lasts for 3 to 12 weeks, dependent upon the location and the severity of the joint tissue. Sadly, this form of human growth hormone treatment is not taken care of by insurance, so the treatment must be paid completely by the patient. The average cost of HGH for joint rehabilitation is about $10,000 in total. Upon studying this medical treatment more completely, it seems to show high levels of potential, although the data set seems far from complete. From a physiological perspective, it makes perfect sense that joint cartilage could be created in this manner, increasing the rate of hyaline cartilage production. The claim that 100% hyaline cartilage production take place seems a bit specious, however. Growth hormone stimulation can naturally go haywire. HGH is not always good for the joints, however. Patients that have a disorder known as gigantism have nearly double the normal amount of cartilage on their bones compared with normal human beings. Patients with gigantism have a pituitary disorder which stimulates the extreme production of human growth hormone, which causes their bodies to grow exceptionally large in size, while also creating a number of different medical complications throughout their bodies. Patients with gigantism also have a 70% chance of significant joint issues as a result of their affliction. Joint complications in these individuals is the result of joints which are too large for the normal compartment in which the joint lies. In addition to this, extreme levels of human growth hormone also cause the joints and bones to grow into abnormal shapes and configuration, further increasing the chance of pain and other issues. The fact that gigantism patients are at severely enhanced risk of bone disorder show that there is a sweet spot regarding joint cartilage, where the joints function at their best. For this reason, it is important to be cautious and make sure that you discuss all potential treatment options with your physician. You want to choose a medical therapy which provides the maximum level of potential benefit to both you and your body. HGH in combination with arthroplasty shows most promise. We feel fairly confident that further scientific research will show that this form of treatment can be highly beneficial to at least a critical subset of patients. HGH joint treatment will most likely have the most significant benefit for patients undergoing arthroplasty, where human growth hormone will help properly sculpt and build the joints in combination with other forms of treatment. Although the body of medical research is incomplete, Dr. Dunn's research is still quite amazing. The ability of human growth hormone to naturally stimulate the development of healthy hyaline cartilage is a significant breakthrough which will no doubt contribute immensely toward future medical protocol for joint replacement and treatment. It will just take some time to fully flesh out the medical process of HGH joint treatment. Large anecdotal corroboration regarding the benefits of growth hormone for joint damage. This form of treatment is also widely discussed online on message boards, forums, and various other websites, with a large number of patients and clinical professionals confident in the overall benefits of the procedure. There is also a growing body of scientific evidence that shows human growth hormone replacement therapy has the capability to treat and alleviate osteoarthritis, and there have already been a lot of evidence that shows that human growth hormone improves outcomes regarding osteoporosis. HGH joint treatments produce few side effects. Research, as well as first-person accounts of treatment, show that this form of human growth hormone therapy produces very few side effects. There are two strategies for this form of therapy. One treatment option involves a minor surgery. In the surgery, the joint is exposed, and the surgeon clears the joint of all dead, damaged, or malformed tissue in the joint. After the joint has been cleared of debris in this process known as debridement, human growth hormone injections are provided in a regular pattern across the window of treatment. An important aspect of this form of treatment is to minimize load bearing on the treated joint until HGH therapy is complete. There are other forms of treatment which involved direct injection of growth hormone into the afflicted joint without surgery. Weigh the costs and benefits of growth hormone joint injections to your own individual case. Although the expense of this treatment is high as a result of it not being covered by insurance, you may wish to utilize this therapy before you undergo total joint replacement, which is a long and laborious process which requires a long period of physical therapy. If you have the income available and you think this treatment might provide significant benefit for you or a loved one, we encourage you to discuss the continuing prospects of this medical treatment with a qualified healthcare professional. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute, and if you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you.